Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. This morning's show is going to be a little different. We are not interviewing a special guest. However, we will have Neutral Guard with us talking about the cell phone chip. There's a lot of information about the cell phone chip, and I want you to listen carefully when we do have Neutral Guard on, because she will be giving all of the website information and valuable information about the reasons this is something you should have on your phone. So I am going to have Sherry with me in just a moment. I saw her on, and now I don't see her on. So while she's dialing into the show, I just want to thank all of our listeners for your loyalty and sending your emails and suggestions and spreading the news that there is a Good News Show online. It's www.goodnewsshow.us. Today is Monday morning, August 3rd, 2009, and I think I see Sherry. Let me see if I can bring her into the show. Good morning, Sherry. Are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Patty. Good morning to everybody. You're going to really want to stay on and hear about the cell phone chip, because it's something that you know, we're all trying to do things that are healthier, going green, and learning and finding better ways to take care of ourselves. And this is something that I found very interesting, and everybody I talk to wants to hear more about it. So we'll be talking more about it as we go on later on in the show. But what I wanted to talk to you all about this morning is, this is really something that's hitting home with me right now, and it's called The Benefits of Spiritual Growth and Living in the Present Moment. And, you know, spiritual growth is as important as inner peace. And I've talked a lot on inner peace in our past weeks of the show. And, you know, and I encourage you to go back to those shows and listen to it again. Spiritual awakening, it's huge and very important for living a better, happier, and more harmonious life. You know, it's free of tension and strain, and it's the fear of anxieties. I mean, when we're living in that feeling of spiritual growth, we don't have room for fear and anxiety. Spiritual growth is a process, and it's of letting go and getting rid of wrong concepts, thoughts, and beliefs about who we are and about the world in which we live. And though this is, you know, we become more aware of who we are and our true inner being. So it's a process of looking inside and shedding our illusions and our uncovering and true essence of who we are, which is always present. But we are hidden behind our ego and personality. So I find that very interesting. And, you know, you may ask, why should we be interested in spiritual growth? And what are the signs that we are growing spiritually? Well, here's the deal. We develop detachment, which leads to inner peace. And, you know, we can detach with love and know that we are not over things, but like our home, our job, our car, and detachment comes easier. But we learn not to let go and not to let outside circumstances affect our mood. So do not let anything or anybody take away your joy. And we become more patient and tolerant. And you know how important it is? You know, it takes a few deep breaths and know where you exactly are supposed to be. And at any time, just like take that moment to take some really big, deep breath, and just know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Wherever your feet are, that's where you're supposed to be. So, you know, learn to rise above frustrations and disappointments and negative feelings. And, you know, we have learned how to change the channel. I've talked about that many times. And turn your negative thoughts to positive. It's as simple as that. It's change the channel. You know, get grateful. I'm going to talk a little bit more about gratefulness, but, you know, why are there so many people who are not happy with what they have? And I always talk about, you know, write a grateful list. It's, you know, always brings you back to the reality. A grateful heart has no room for anger, resentment, or worry. And, you know, one of the things I've talked about is, like, before going to bed at night, write a list of expressing your gratitude. Each night before you go to bed, write down at least 5 things that you're grateful for. And these can be little things, you know, from, you know, a great meal or, you know, a great conversation that you had with a friend or from a project at work, to express thank you to God for all your blessings. If you do this exercise regularly, you will naturally repeat yourself, you know, night after night, because there's going to be a lot of the same things that you're grateful for, which is perfect. And the key here, people, is to imagine what each item means to you as you write it down and experience the feeling. Doing this exercise regularly can help you to appreciate the positive things in your life that you have taken for granted. Also, do this with your partner. Expressing gratitude together can bring more intimacy into your relationship. So, you know, we always get caught up in living our life and our daily things that, you know, we think are so important. And it really takes you back to stopping for a moment and thinking, what is it that, you know, I'm grateful for? Growing spiritually strengthens our inner power, and this leads to increased feelings of happiness. So you ask, how can we grow spiritually? Well, the term spiritual growth is not really correct, because the spirit is perfect and does not need to grow. It is just the term that describes the process of becoming more aware of what and who we are. So we get to look at our life and our circumstances, and from a different and more detached point of view. And then we can put things into proper perspective. It is a process of shedding negative habits, thoughts, and beliefs, and letting the inner self shine out. I love that. It's like a radiant light bulb hidden behind layers of material. So how do we remove the layers that are covering the light of your inner self? Well, you do that through following positive thinking, reading spiritual books, read spiritual quotes, and by practicing concentration and meditation and other techniques. So, I mean, I'm going to give you a few suggestions to help you get on the path of your spiritual journey. And these are some things that Patty and I incorporate in our lives also.
Jerry, you have a lot of good information out there, and I know our listeners are enjoying this and they're getting ready to listen to what you're going to say next.
Okay, so, you know, just a few more things, but acknowledging the fact that you're a spirit with a physical body, not a physical body with a spirit. If you can accept this idea, you will change your attitude towards many things in your life. There is a saying, I am a spiritual being having a human experience. Look inside yourself and try to find what it is that makes you feel alive. Make an effort to think positively. If you find yourself thinking negatively, immediately direct your mind to thinking something positive. Open the door to positive, close the door to negative. Start to train yourself and to focus your attention on energy and everything, you know, you do, instead of letting your attention go to wherever it wants to go. You have the ability to redirect your attention. Be in the moment. Be here now. And learn to practice meditation. It's great. Start with 10 minutes in the morning or in the evening. And do your best to be tolerant and patient, you know, and then just thank the universe for everything that you have, and you will be amazed that you will feel that connection. You will know that you're not alone, and what you're doing is you are on the right path. So that's, you know, that's what I have to say for you know, the benefits of your spiritual growth. And if you have any questions, please email me at share, C-H-E-R, 4, the number 4, hair, H-A-I-R, at AOL, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you have. And let me know that you've enjoyed this the show. I really appreciate all the 5-star ratings. And, you know, I do want you all to now listen to
Neutral Guard. Thank you, Sherry, for all your information on spiritual growth. Now, listeners, we're going to have Neutral Guard with us, and I want you to pay attention. Neutral Guard has the cell phone chip, and it is a vital part in your life today with the use of cell phones and electronic equipment and instruments. So pay attention, and now we're going to have Neutral Guard.
Please introduce yourself and tell us the name of your product.
Hello, we are NeutralGuard.com. That's NeutralGuard. The cell phone chip store, BioPro Technology Independent Consultants. Our featured product is a cell phone chip that you install to your cell phone.
And what exactly does the cell phone chip do?
The cell phone chip is a scientifically proven, patented technology that helps neutralize the harmful effects of radiation, which scientific research shows is emitted from all cell phones.
How does the cell phone chip benefit people?
Several independent scientific research studies have been conducted studying the impact of cell phone radiation on the human body. These scientific studies have been published reporting that cell phone radiation can lead to health problems ranging from headaches to the more serious health issues of brain cancers. Here is some data source from the National Institute for Environmental Health Sciences. Radiation is classified as group 2B carcinogens under the standards established by the World Health Organization's Agency for Cancer Research. The chemicals DDT and lead are also group 2B carcinogens. Our cell phone chip contains an advanced technology called molecular resonance effect technology, or MRET, which has been scientifically proven to help neutralize the effects of harmful radiation. Our technologies have been tested in leading medical centers, universities, and laboratories around the world, such as Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, University of Washington, Columbia University, and University of Toronto, Canada, to name just a few. This innovative technology is now available to everyone in a chip that you install to your cell phone.
And is it easy to use?
The cell phone chip is very easy to use. It's shipped to you with a sturdy adhesive backing that you install yourself to the back of your cell phone. The scientifically proven, patented technology begins to work immediately as you use your cell phone.
How was the cell phone chip developed?
The following information is from the book Molecular Resonance Effect Technology, The Dynamic Effects on Human Physiology by Dr. Howard Fisher and Dr. Igor Smirnov. In 1986, the inventor of MRET, Dr. Igor Smirnov, was part of the investigative team that was looking into the disaster at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Rooted from his research into the Chernobyl disaster and after researching the effects of radiation on cellular structures at St. Petersburg University in Russia, Dr. Smirnov developed his breakthrough system called molecular resonance effect technology. There have been many experiments conducted that have demonstrated the ability of the MRET shield chip to provide protection to human tissue. The U.S. patent for the MRET radiation shielding material was issued to Dr. Smirnov in 2002, and since then the product has been recognized worldwide. Quote, the MRET shield device counts amongst the major scientific breakthroughs of the century.
How can our listeners find you to ask you questions or order the chip?
To learn more about the subject of cell phone radiation and this exciting new cell phone chip technology, you may visit NeutralGuard.com, that's NeutralGuard, or contact us by phone at 954-249-6600. For our Spanish-speaking customers, you may contact us at 305-393-6969. Business opportunities available. Again, our website is NeutralGuard.com. That's NeutralGuard. Guard yourself and your loved ones.
Now, Sherry, you know there are a lot of studies about cell phone radiation. There's also radiation with microwaves and computers and all digital devices that that we're using in our life today. And, you know, the one thing about the cell phone is that you hold it up to your ear, and it's right there by your head, and this radiation is so close. People spend hours and hours on the cell phone. Some of the symptoms of being exposed to the radiation include headaches and also heat. When your ear gets very, very hot, that could be a sign that you are being exposed to radiation at a very high level. And what I've heard is this cell phone chip, as soon as you put it on your phone, which is a very small chip that is non-noticeable, but as soon as you put it on the phone, Sherry, you can, if you're the type of person who's getting the hot ear, that's what people call it, you don't get it, and it's noticeable instantly. Also, the headaches start going away. So, you know, people may be tolerating the hot ear, the headaches, just not feeling good, not having the energy, and it could be a symptom, and they're ignoring it or they're just not aware of it. So I think it's really important, and I'm so grateful to have NutriGuard with us and offering the cell phone chip. It's not expensive. It's something that I feel everybody should have. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, I know someone who has just canceled all their cell phones, and they refuse to use a cell phone anymore because of this very reason. And, you know, he's not the only one. I think there's people out there that are doing the same thing. And where they can have something like this, where they can enjoy the use of the cell phone and not have to worry about that they are getting hits of radiation, I think it's amazing. I think that we are lucky to have NutriGuard, that, you know, they're so present and they're so out there and they're so innovative that they've been able to bring something like this to us, where we're in a world where there's so much going on, and we're still finding so many things that we want to do that are healthier and, you know, give us more energy, and we're into more vitamins and more fruits and vegetables, and we want to do things that are more green, and we want to take care of ourselves, and we want to stop eating any kind of chemicals. This is right up there, people, right up there in that category. It's something that everybody should have, and it's just going to be, you know, in time, this is just going to be something that's an automatic. You know, it's not going to be, it's like going to be the first thing on the list of this is what we want to get. We need that cell phone chip, and so everybody's going to have it. So I'm really excited about this because we are, you know, one of the first on air, on the radio, that's bringing this awareness out there. And I would really love for anybody that's listening to make sure that you spread the word, tell your friends about our show to listen to it. And when I send the email out to the people that I know, I'm going to encourage them to send it out to all their friends, because we need to get this message out there. This is very important.
It's all a part of taking the responsibility. We don't have a law in place making the manufacturers of the cell phone put this chip in their phones. So knowing that, we need to take the responsibility and protect ourselves. It's really very important. And in today's world, we do have exposure to many, many, many things with Wi-Fi and internet, and you just never know. The cell phone chip is less than $50. What better type of investment to make in yourself and your health when you can just purchase this and put it on your phone and know that you're protected? The documentation to back up the functionality of the cell phone chip is there. There are discoveries that have been made, and the cell phone chip is the way to go. Spread the word, listeners. We want you to help us share the good news about NutriGuard. If you have any questions, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com, goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Visit the website, www.goodnewsshow.us. www.goodnewsshow.us. So thank you, NutriGuard, for being with us. And Sherry, we have about 5 more minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the show?
Well, I guess that what I'm going to do is just to continue on a little bit and just to talk a little bit about, you know, what I like to do now is visualization. So I'll just give you a few little tips on some of the things, you know, about like attracting success with the power of your mind and, you know, from imagination to reality. We hear about this a lot on, you know, from The Secret and Beyond The Secret and all the gurus that we've had on the show that have talked about manifesting. So, and you know, you might be saying, what is creative visualization? Well, it's the ability to use the imagination. And it's seeing images in our mind and then make them come true. And it's really a fun thing to do because we are the ones that create. We create our reality. So if we, and you do this like at a test, say, okay, this is something I'm just going to try. And I'm going to try to see and visualize something that I want to create and put all your positive energy and thoughts and thinking about what this scenario is going to be. And we can start out, you know, you can use it in little things, you know, and, you know, it can bring changes into your life. So it sounds weird, but it's not. So, you know, it's called the power of creative visualizations. And from my experience, I want to tell you that be specific and don't leave anything out because you might be looking for your perfect soulmate and here they send you, you know, your perfect soulmate comes into your life, then you have created a love partner and then you notice they don't have or they don't treat you well or they're verbally abusive or, you know, they're, so you know then that you forgot something. So I find that it's real important to really sit down and write things down about, you know, what it is that you're looking for in this person and put all the specifics, be real direct and really get to the point. And, you know, it's really, I mean, that's only one way of using creative visualizations. But, you know, you can do it when you're looking for creating a home, you know, or a new apartment, a new place to live, and you want to try to think about what area that you want to live in. What is it going to look like? What are the things that you want in this new home? And do you want a pool? Do you want a gym in the space? And it's a lot of fun to play act on this type of thing, and then when it happens and then you see that you've created it. I'm one of the things that I used to create all the time is, you know, I never really liked exercise, and I would go along saying I love to exercise and I exercise every day and it's part of my life, and I would, you know, see myself walking down the boardwalk and you know, having a pep in my step and really feeling good about exercise. And I could not get out there every day to exercise. That was the last thing I ever wanted to do. And then before you know it, I was like doing exactly what I was visualizing. I was walking on the boardwalk every day, having a good time, a pep in my step. And every morning I would wake up looking forward to going out on the boardwalk for a walk. So I started seeing in little things like that how I had, you know, how I could create things. And that's kind of how it started for me. And then I just continue to use it. And sometimes I forget and I need to be reminded that I need to, you know, be positive, think and create my visualization. And, you know, just like everybody else, I have to talk it, I have to walk the walk, and I have to talk the talk. So it's something that if I'm telling you to do it, I'm also doing it myself. So
that's good stuff, good stuff. Thank you, Sherry. So listeners, we want to invite you to be with us next week. We're going to have another fabulous interview, and we are looking forward to seeing emails from you during the week. Send them to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. This is Patty Black signing off, and we want to thank everybody. We love you, And thank you, Sherry, for all of your wisdom and knowledge this morning.
Bye-bye, everybody. This is Sherry, and have a great week. Bye-bye.